Welcome, everyone, to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I will be with you for the next half hour here on The Cube, 88.9 FM. Today, I will have an interview with David, better known as Skip Wright. Skip is the president of the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club. He will talk about the Pollinator Garden Project in Queen Square, as well as other projects and presentations within the club. But first, we will start the show today with a song by local artist Matthew McCulley, and the song is called The Protection Song. We will hear the interview right after the song, so please stay tuned.
About the damage when a piece was torn and greed was born, but I think we'll manage. We'll just struggle through December. I'll suffer till I'm old to be remembered, not just cold. Not me or mine. Not me or mine. I learned from the fable of the boy who cried wolf and the wolf who cried every time he stole. I've kissed the family stone, but I swear the blarney has flown. The coop I've grown by one chicken restless. Oh, me, oh, mine. Oh, me, oh, mine. Oh, me, oh, mine. Oh, me, oh, mine. I believe in magic. I believe in the thin line between the grace and the insolence of time. Will time take me to your leader? Take me through the volcano. Introduce me as eloquent and burning to grow. From a tree that flowers, from a tree that bleeds, one worthy maple, one seed. For me, for mine, for me, for mine, for me. For me, for mine. Do 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 do.
Maureen Dillon Teasdale for The Cube, and today we're very pleased to welcome David, better known as Skip Wright, to the Townships at 12. Now, Skip is the president of the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club. So welcome, Skip. And what do you have for us today?
Well, good morning. Well, it's been a while. We haven't talked. Just to give you a little update, we had quite a, this past summer, we've had quite a few events. We had the Pollinator Garden, which was very successful, in conjunction with the Lennox for Library and the City of Sherbrooke. We taught a lot of people what pollination is all about in the gardens. And we had Doug Beatty there, who was there to answer questions about bees. And the garden is still going in Square Queen. And we if you feel like going down, anyone feels like going down, they can go down and see the pollinators at work, right, in the garden. And also, we had a very successful summer at Swallowland. That's our property where we have 18 swallow birdhouses installed in front of Bishop's.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, we put in two wood duck boxes. And on my observations over there, I did notice that there was two families of wood ducks in the brook underneath the wood ducks.
That's
box.
Awesome.
So then that's unusual, because it usually takes 2 to 3 years for the ducks to get wood ducks to go into a box. So, and we're very happy about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to thank Chris Honeybrook for letting us use his property there for people to observe the swallows and the geese and the ducks. It's quite something. Plus, our project committee has been working quite hard, and we've got lined up some very nice speakers coming in the near future. For example, on September 25th, we're going to have a Dr. Tellamy, a Chickadee Gardening Guide to Gardening, which will be a live video conference with Dr. at Bishop's University at room 150 in the Johnson Building, in conjunction with the Bishop's University Department of Sustainable Agriculture, which we've been working with quite a bit lately. And there'll be a Zoom link available, and you can find out about that on our website, the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club, and our Facebook page. But Chickadees is quite what he's going to be talking about, it's quite interesting. We see a lot of them around, and we don't really take them for granted, I think. But he also will be talking about garden landscapes, how they impact the natural world, how local plants evolved and with local animals, problems with plants that evolved elsewhere, and creating a living space, landscapes for pleasurable garden experience. So it should be a very, very interesting presentation. And it will be limited room, but you can get in contact through our Facebook page, and we will let you know if there'll be enough room. But the Zoom meeting will be very good.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, that we're talking about chickadees. That'll be our bird of the month, so to say.
Okay.
It's quite interesting. This bird is found all over North America. And what's neat about them is that the name comes from the fact that the call makes distinctive chickadee through their normal call is acrophoebe. And what it does, the number of D's depends on the predator. So if you start hearing, and that's what their indigenous people would say, that they would listen to the birds, and if it starts going more DD, they know there's a predator around. But and it's also the state bird of Maine, which I didn't know that either. So, and it's appropriate because we do see a lot of them in there, in that state.
Mm-hmm.
But they're interesting. We see them everywhere. It's about the, you know, it's quite something. We've had quite a few sightings this year, but unusual sightings. We're not seeing the regular birds like we usually see. For example, they've been spotting a little blue herring around the Eustis-covered bridge. I've sat there, and I haven't noticed it yet, but a lot of people have. And it's a young bird, and it's been there last week, so it's interesting. And then another one is a fish crow. I never heard of that one before. And there's two fish crows that were seen last month in the Pine Hill St. Patrick Cemetery in Magog. They are quite difficult to distinguish from the common crow.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd be having yellow-throated vireos. These birds are relatively uncommon in the area, but they do seem to be increasing. And then we have the two nesting osprey, which is down by the behind where Old Bon Marché used to be, downtown Sherbrooke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I've watched them. And there's three fledging, they have three baby fledgings, and they've grown out of the nest now. But right by the new bridge that they built downtown, there's a place to park and you can observe them across the river. And I've also noticed on the way to Montreal on the Highway 10, just before the Cherry River turnoff, on top of the lamp standards, way up high, there's a nest up there. So we'll have to look into that one further. But that's different one. And another one we've been seeing is the black-billed cuckoo. It's a fun sighting. They're not that rare, but they're heard more at night, but they do not breed here. I have not seen one personally, but they've been noticing that quite a bit. So it's interesting. They're mostly, these birds are coming up, I think, is due to the climate change. It's starting to get warmer and outside, and we're starting to see the different birds coming in.
Okay, that's pretty interesting. Yeah, the climate change, that must be the factor.
Well, yes, and we're not getting the same birds at our bird feeders, that's for sure. And also, playing golf at the old Ennisford Golf Course, Gary over there has been updating me on a regular basis about the bluebirds they have in, and the red-tailed hawks. And, of course, the deer. There's lots of deer over there with the babies. So that's sort of nice walk around there to see that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but so there's been a lot of nice sightings, and we have a lot of projects coming our way. And we've had our project committee has set up some nice speakers. So we should be interested in the next, from now to Christmas.
It sounds like you're really doing a lot as a club. Amazing.
Yeah. Well, that's September 25th for Doug Talamay. Mm-hmm. But on Wednesday, October 30th, Marie Roberge will be giving a presentation at Amélie Baudouin Hall, an invasion ornamental plants. Learn how to avoid them. And then on Thursday, November 28th, Heather Ross, Nurturing a Nature Sanctuary. She started her own nature sanctuary at her farm, mm-hmm. out by Birkston.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been there. It's very, very interesting, I tell you. And so that should be an interesting talk. So we got quite a few projects on our way, coming away, and a lot more big news coming, I think.
Oh, good. Lots of project. I know that the Queen Square, that's just a lovely place to go. A lot of people go there and just sit and read or have their lunch.
Oh, and it was very interesting that day, along with the, we partnership with the Lennox Library, and we had children there, even grown-ups, that we gave lessons to on pollinating, and the Science Museum in Sherbrooke had specimens of different pollinators, and so we taught the kids quite a bit. It was really, really interesting.
Mm-hmm. So. Really good information to help them get out and get interested in gardening and flowers. It's just a great project.
Yeah, and a great spot. The city of Sherbrooke helped us immensely on that.
That's wonderful.
It was really nice.
Good. How are the projects with the schools coming?
Coming very well. I'm glad you brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody's interested for us to go in the school, they can contact, they can contact me at 819-569-2439. We're going into the schools, and we have a new project manager for that. So if anybody's interested for us to go into the schools, please contact me.
Okay, great. Anything else? If somebody's interested in joining, they can join at any time, join the club?
Yes. It's $25 a year. But listen, you can come to the and listen to our speakers any one of these dates that I mentioned, and you're more than welcome.
Okay, and there's no charge for that, I guess?
No.
Okay. Good. You've given us a lot. What else? Anything else that we've missed?
No, that's about it for now.
Okay.
It's interesting how the new birds are coming in because of the climate change. But
it is interesting.
We're keeping track of it.
Yeah, I had no idea. And the chickadees, well, they're, you know, They've always been around. They're a great old standby.
Yeah, well, that's it. But we should, you know, they do a lot for our gardens and keeping the bugs, insects down, you know, by eating them. And, oh, it's pretty neat.
That's wonderful. Thanks very much, Skip, and all the best on all the projects.
Well, I'll keep you in touch.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
The beauty of the trail, be still.
We just heard a song from Canadian folk artist Noreen Braun. It's from her latest CD, Journey Toward Wholeness, and the song was called Ascending Lullaby. You're listening to The Townships at 12 with me, your host Maureen, here on theCUBE, 88.9 FM. And next up, we have some community event announcements for you here on The Townships at 12. September 15th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., there is an information day of local organizations at Queen Square in Lennoxville. It's called Your Community at Your Service. And coming up at the Bolne Museum out in Quaticook, they have another exhibition coming up, and this one is called Regards a Nuance, by the artist Martin Menard, from September 15th to November 10th. The grand opening will take place on Sunday, September 15th at 2 p.m. The public is invited to attend. In Martine Menard's artistic practice, the face and the human body are elements that remain predominant and recurring. Over the years, she has perfected her portraiture techniques and developed a style that borders on abstraction, where the chosen color palette and the brush strokes are as important as the figures represented. She wants to celebrate the beauty that is the human being to carry it forward in a rather traditional way in this era focused on the visual and in which the viewer is jaded and has a tired eye from the multitude of images projected on screens. The exhibition therefore offers a series of acrylic paintings on canvas representing portraits of women and men from her entourage. The faces are presented in a multitude of positions and in a range of colors. Now a little bit about the artist. Originally from the Quaticook region, Martine Menard obtained her degree in Fine Arts and Art History from Concordia University in 2010. In 2012, she presented her first solo exhibition at the Bolne Museum in Quaticook. Her work has been seen in several exhibitions and artistic events in the Eastern Townships, including the Bleu exhibition at the Maison des Arts and the Culture de Brompton in 2015. She also shares her passion for figurative art by leading painting workshops. In 2013, Martine has enhanced her work in painting and drawing by joining a team of muralists and leaving her mark on the walls of Sherbrooke and elsewhere. She regularly collaborates with other talented artists to create large-scale indoor and outdoor murals. Now, in 2024, Martine received a creation grant from the Conseil des Arts et des Lettres de Québec and the MRC of Quaticook. She designed and created a collaborative design painted on the ground of the skate park at Bellevue Park in Waterville. So again, that is open to the public at the Bolne Museum out in Quaticook Sunday, September 15th, 2 p.m. Lots of activities going on at the Colby Curtis Museum out in Stanstead. Wednesday from September 18th until December 4th, 1:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. It's free, by the way. Join the Cercle des Fermières in Stanstead at the museum for an afternoon of knitting and chatting. All levels are welcome. Apple butter making. Wednesday, September 25th, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. It's free, in collaboration with the participants of the Generous Caregivers exhibit. They are having an apple butter making workshop. And September 27th to 29th, come and discover the behind the scenes in their barn. So that's the Colby Curtis Museum. You want to check them out at colbycurtis.ca on the website. And they're also on Facebook. Lots of events coming up at Literacy in Action. Migratory Roots Festival coming up Thursday, September 19th in Eaton Corner, Thursday, September 26th in Ayerscliff, Thrursday, October 3rd in Barrie, Thursday, October 19th in Stanstead, Thursday, October 17th in Richmond, and Thursday, October 24th in Lennoxville. Now, they're also looking for volunteers with the HELP program to support healthcare workers practicing their spoken English skills. If you'd like to be a part of it, they are actively looking for volunteer tutors to support workers in the Health and Social Services Network to practice their conversational English in a friendly context. This program is a vital part of improving access to English-speaking services with interested volunteer learners of the Estrie Health and Social Service Network. Tutor orientation session, Friday, September 27th, 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. And there's also a HELP community brunch, Saturday, October 5th, 10 a.m. to noon. You will get to meet your learner for the first time during this fun meet and greet activity for tutors, learners, and partners alike. The fall run of the program is an 8-week session starting October 7th to the week of November 21st. If you're interested, contact Alana, Literacy in Action's HELP Community Coordinator at HELP, that's in capital letters, H-E-L-P, at lia-estrie.org or phone 819-346-7009 for more information. Now, Ready, Set, Grow is a program that provides fun learning activities for babies and toddlers to play with their parents and caregivers. Join them for their fall session, Val de Source, Mondays 9:30 a.m. starting October 7th. In Richmond, Fridays at 9:15 starting October 4th. Also, Literacy in Action offers free one-on-one coaching for English-speaking adults to improve their essential skills. These essential skills include reading, writing, and digital literacy. If you or anyone you may know is interested or curious about the types of support they offer, please give them a call or an email. You can call them at 819-346-7009 or email them at connect@lia-estrie.org. So lots going on at Literacy in Action. Again, their phone number, 819-346-7009, if you want some more information about any of these activities, or the website, connect@lia-estrie.org. You can also check them out on Facebook. Also coming up, it's a rummage sale. That's Friday, September 20th, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to noon. And this is sponsored by the Lennoxville UCW. It's their fall rummage sale. Now, they are accepting donations most mornings until Wednesday, September 16th, so you can get a jump on your fall closet cleaning there. Okay, now you can bring your donations from 9 a.m. to noon, Tuesday to Fridays. Donations will not be accepted during the rummage sale, so please keep that in mind. And you can leave your donations in the men's cloakroom at the foot of the stairs. If the door is locked, please ring the bell. For assistance, you can call the church office at 819-565-8449. That's 819-565-8449. And please note that they do not accept any furniture, baby cribs, car seats, high chairs, etc. And this is sponsored by the Unit 6 of the UCW. So that all happens at the Lennoxville United Church, the Scott Hall, 6 Church Street in Lennoxville. So mark those dates down. And if you belong to a nonprofit organization, you have an event coming up, we would love to get the word out for free. Just please give me an email describing the event, cjmqnews@gmail.com or cjmqnews@yahoo.ca. And next up, we have some health news here on the Townships at 12. Tips to make mindful eating easier. Place phones and other electronics in a basket at the beginning of mealtime to minimize distractions. Turn off the TV and anything else that may shift your focus away from the activity at hand, eating. Create a nice decorative table space or use dishware that brings you joy to see the mood. Choose foods you like that are easy to prepare and enjoy your meal with a glass of plain or sparkling water with lemon or lime slices instead of a sugary drink or an alcoholic one. Take a relaxing post-meal walk, journal about your thoughts, or create an uplifting dishwashing playlist to further boost your satisfaction. And that's our health news for today here on the Townships at 12. I'd like to thank my guest today, David Skipwright from the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club, for telling us all about the activities coming up and the great pollinator garden over at the Queen Square. If you get a chance, check it out. It's certainly worth it. Nice place to take pictures, too. So we'll close today's show with a song from Jennifer E. Brandt, and the song is called Respect, Peace, and Gratitude. Thanks very much for listening, everybody, and have a great afternoon.
Place it was made for all you see, from the water, land, and sky, and everything in between. Our instructions were so simple that everyone could understand, but we make it complicated and we're destructive to the land. Have respect, peace, and gratitude. That is what we need to do. Have respect, peace, and gratitude. That is what we need to do. We're just a guest in this world, and our life's so very short. Footprints grow and grow with excuses that distort. Reconnect with each other, reconnect to the land. attitude. That is what we need to do. Have respect, peace, and gratitude. That is what we need to do. Have respect, peace, and gratitude. That is what we need.